Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Peace.
And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Lord, give me a sign.
For this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord.
Preach.
And that righteousness is of me, said the Lord.
Preach.
Amen.
Lord, give me a sign.
I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown. And I'm still going through it.
What?
Pain and a hurt.
Yeah.
Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt.
Yeah.
And I know only I can stop the rain with just a mention of my Savior's name. In the name of Jesus. Devil, I rebuke you for what I go through and trying to make me do what I used to. But all that stops right here.
Yeah.
As long as the Lord's in my life, I will have no fear. I will know no pain from the light to the dark.
Devil,
so no shame, spit it right from the heart.
Devil,
it's right from the start. You held me down and nothing they can tell me now.
Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm going to find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'm going to go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
Please show me something. I'm tired of talking to him, knowing he's dying. Crying about life being nothing. But you either be the one mad, cause you trapped, or the one hurting.
Come on.
Trapped in your own mind, waiting on the Lord. With the word that cuts like a sword. The spoken word is stronger than the strongest man. Carries the whole world like the strongest hand. Through the time of tribulation, you never let us down.
Jesus,
I know you're here with us now.
Jesus,
I know you're still with us now.
Keep it real with us now. I want to feel, show me how.
Please let me take your hand, guide me.
What?
I walk slow but stay right beside
please.
Me. Devil's trying to find
please.
Me, hide me. Hold up, I take that back. Protect me and give me the strength to fight.
Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind.
Yeah. That was this is God's first weekend, man. I would like to pray before we start, you know, in the name of Jesus. That was DMX. I'll be your host, Mr. Black. You know, you got to be glorified by the Lord in the name of Jesus all day, every day. So I'm saying this is God's first weekend. I mean, God is coming very soon. And there's signs everywhere telling you that God is coming very soon. Do not ignore the signs of Jesus. I'm telling you right now. You know what I mean? Because the devil got special ways to get people right now, especially through the government, through humans, through your family, everybody. You must repent. You must give yourself up. Let me go ahead and pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for everything, what you've done for me. Thank you for, I would like to bless this radio station as we go on with the message and the word and the music. In the name of Jesus, I pray to you, amen. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to play a couple of tracks, and we're going to continue, you know, doing this gospel. And then tomorrow we might start in the same time on a different time. God first weekends is very tricky because the times, you know, my schedule, you know, it be switching up. So, you know, I do it midnight. I do 4 in the morning. You know, I do it at 11 p.m. You know, I switch up. So it's very tricky in the weekends, you know what I mean? But guess what? I'm always on air, and I can never forget that. Y'all can't never forget that. So I'm saying, because I'm always gonna put God first in this and what I do, especially the music industry and this music, this for the Lord.
You were alive 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Come on.
Where they got it?
listening, Do You Want a Revolution? Now, that was a good track right there. You know, y'all must listen to the song again and again so y'all can get it to y'all heads, man. God is coming very soon. It's on the Bible on Psalm 91. You know, it's explaining everything on Psalm 91, that thousand shall fall when he comes, and he will give you eternal life once you give yourself up to Jesus Christ. Now, Psalm 91, I'm going to go ahead and make it short. I ain't going to read the whole thing. It's for y'all to go ahead and read it. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thou shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flight by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in the darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall be behold and see the reward of the. Let me phrase that. See the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Thou shalt no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways, that shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Trend upon the lion and out of the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Now would set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Okay, so everybody, you know, this psalm is very important for everybody to understand. If you didn't really understand me, you know, get a hold of a Bible. Try to buy a Bible. I know there's Bible bookstores everywhere, you know. Try to understand it spiritually. Pray before you touch the Bible. I mean, it's not hard to get a copy. I mean, they give Bibles out for free all the time in most of all the churches out there. This is very important. This is a book of life. This is not a joke. You know, to anybody, this is not a joke. This is a book of life. This is a way for salvation. This is a way of hope and faith. And that's turning to God and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way. That's the only way. Do not give up. You know, you got to keep going. You know, don't lose faith, because the devil is working his way to take a lot of souls right now. And, I mean, he's been trying to do that to me for a long time, but God wouldn't let that happen, because I'm in a destiny. I'm in my destiny right now. I'm on the road to send a message out there. People, y'all must give yourselves up to God, man. It's not that hard. Just give yourself up. Give yourself up. Repent. Because, believe it or not, we never know when it's going to be the end of days. It might be next week. It might be tomorrow. It might be tonight. You never know. All that 2012 stuff, I mean, it might happen before that, you know? We don't know, but we shall not fear. That's why we have the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to turn ourselves and pray until he comes. But at the same time, we got to be strong, because the weak will perish. So these people, get a handle of the Bible, you know, just read the Bible. Study it spiritually. You know, find yourself. Y'all must find yourselves, man. I'm not saying go to church and listen to these preachers out there and stuff like that, because most of these preachers are caught up too. and I'm keeping it real. But you must listen to yourself and God. Whatever God tells you to do, you must do it. Yeah, I must do it. This is real, man, because, I mean, I'm not just doing this radio show just to get exposure or whatever. I don't really care about no exposure. The end is already here. It's already here. I'm not going to say it's near. It's already here. It's already happening, you know? The economy is crashing, and, I mean, news reporters and medias, I mean, all everybody, they trying to tell you a whole bunch of lies, saying, yeah, you know, everything's going to be all right, whatever. Look for a job. No. I need to look for salvation, turn to God. He will take care of everything for you. You don't need to work yourself too hard out there thinking everything's going to be all right. Just working and all that stuff like that, but you're not turning to God. That's not the only way, man. Yeah. Everybody's going to have to give themselves up, man, you know. It's a long road out there. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play some more tracks. I hope everybody's listening. You know what I mean, because it's no joke. Okay, the next track.
I'm just been cool, speak, respect in every aspect. I'm special, Christian, the man, and God bless anything that's in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's every time. No, I'm not about the rule. Remember, so the end of known for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not the end of Christ. Bust the place, bust the place. No, but yeah.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was gonna make it.
Bless them all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm gonna hear go.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up.
Come on!
for some who don't understand our purpose and may not understand our praise. We as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Family. Because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing
because I'm
happy. His eyes on
me. His eyes on them.
That's the reason
why I sing.
I want to know if you can help me say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason.
You're the reason why I sing.
Come on, say glory.
Glory,
thank you, Jesus. You're the reason. Can we say it again?
Someone asked.
Oh, glory. Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
When we lift our hands.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
Oh, what do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering. When we sing our song,
when we sing our song,
at times we may
be crying,
and nothing's even wrong. This is the reason why I sing because. In here.
Glory,
you're the reason, Jesus.
You're the reason why
I know I'm right about it. I just want to say glory.
Glory,
I give the praises to you.
I give the praise.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory,
you're the reason why.
You're the reason why.
Listen. And when the song is over. We've all said amen.
We've all said amen.
In your heart, just keep on singing.
In your heart, just keep on singing.
And the song will never end.
And the song will never end.
Listen. And if somebody asks you.
And if somebody asks you.
Was it just a show?
Was it just a show?
Lift your hands and be a witness.
Lift your hands and be a witness.
And tell the whole world no.
And tell the whole world no.
When we cross that river,
and when we cross that river,
the study war no more.
The study war no more.
We will sing.
We will sing our song today.
The one whom we adore.
The one whom we adore.
Come on, family, let's take it home. I sing because. You're my melody at midnight, Jesus. You're my song in my storm, Jesus. You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus.
You're the reason why. Oh, I love you. I love your name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, Jesus, you'll be the reason why I sing.
One message I could tell everybody, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you all. Don't believe what other people say. Jesus loves you. Do not believe in scientists or people think they're smart and they're geniuses and saying this and that. Jesus is coming very soon. Believe it or not.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message, well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here.
Make me clap my hands. Make me clap my hands. Oh, I feel it all in my.
I want to bring everybody to an attention. What, you know, I wanted to talk about this movie called Skylines. It's basically dealing about aliens and UFOs and all that type of trash. So, Hollywood trying to make everybody think that it's about the rapture and, you know, the aliens are the ones going to do the rapture. Please, everybody, y'all must read the Bible. Do not let TV and movies corrupt your mind. Just because the intelligence are intelligent doesn't mean we are dummies, okay? Y'all must follow the book, man. The book of life is the one that's going to bring you knowledge. Please do not listen to scientists. Please do not listen to some of these movies out there, because they'll try to twist and control everything that's in your mind. It's called mind control. So, everybody, please. All right? My phone sounds like it's being tapped, but who cares?
Young people going to stand up real quick.
Exactly.
Come on. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
God is so good, man. God is so good. God is so good. God is awesome. God is awesome. Believe in Jesus. Jesus is the one that will give you salvation. Give yourself up. Repent. Get baptized. If you're not ready to get baptized next year at least. You know what I mean? That's the only way you'll be accepted to heaven. Obedience, show love, help one another, hope, prosper, faith, it's all about faith, remember that, everybody got to know that, it's all about faith and believing in God, the Lord Jesus Christ, accept Him, accept the Lord Jesus Christ. So you can have eternal life. So you won't burn in hell, in the pit, because there's hell on earth already. Remember that.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17.
Yes, sir.
They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preach up.
For God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes.
Yes,
get ready for the revolution.
She knows.
Yeah, peoples. That was Mary, Mary, God and Me. Tomorrow, I'm going to do something new and fresh for gospel music. Basically, it's going to be gospel rock music. Let me rephrase that. We're going to do some gospel rock music. Yeah, you know I mean, I'm going to give you a little bit of sample of what I'm going to play. Muse, of course. Owl City. You know what I mean? Let's go, let's go, let's go. So Saturday we're going to do urban gospel, and then Sunday we're going to do rock gospel. You know what I mean? And it's going to be wonderful, wonderful. We're going to have a big fan base after that. A lot of listeners. And that's our approach, you know, for Lord Jesus Christ, so everybody can hear the word of God. Before it's too late. But it's not too late, y'all. Get saved, man. Get saved. Y'all gotta listen. Listen, man. These are the songs I'm going to be playing tomorrow. know, y'all tune in tomorrow. I might tune in 3 o'clock. I might tune in 11 p.m., either or. But y'all tune in. I'm going to always be on this radio station. There's always reruns playing. Y'all must show support. The star-rated radio, your host, Mr. Black. Okay? God bless, everybody. Same prayer, please.